right, Matty, thanks for checking in tonight. And for those that might be going out tomorrow, we are supposed to get some snow tomorrow after the evening commute, so later in the evening into Wednesday morning. For us, I guess only a trace to maybe 2 inches or 3 inches in some area. So nothing drastic like what they're getting out east. I know my wife has her sister that's out in Maryland, and I haven't got the total count. It was somewhere around 8 inches or something they got at their location, which normally doesn't get a lot. If they get a few inches over the winter, they're lucky, but they've had a couple of big storms for them out there. All right, next up on the list, KCI, stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Ron. We appreciate it. And no, that sounds like a good idea. I guess the biggest thing for a POTA activation is going to a park to do it. So I do know that the Wildlife Refuge is a POTA park, so we'll have to look around and see where else there might be close to where the club is, but that's right there on Curtis Road, and you can drive all the way through there. We just have to look and see when it opens up. I'm not sure in the winter if it's open, but I guess if we're still in the parking lot, it's still an activation, so we can get something set up. And yeah, I think that'd be good to just bring everybody, whatever you're using, bring it so everybody can see it. So that'd be something to try out. So we'll have to wait till she gets a little warmer, and we'll set that up. But I do pretty easy. I just have a Rubicol antenna, so it's pretty much just a 25-foot wire on a balum and four radios, and I hook it to a little kite, fiberglass kite pole, and stick her up and put her in the ground and tune her up, and that's pretty much what I've been using. And I got long and fed also, but I kind of like the Rubicon because it's simple. So we'll definitely do that. And other than that, 73s, everybody, and we'll talk to you later. KCI, back to net control.